most perfect illustrations I would ever see of this part of Matthew 13. You see, you reach a place when you say no to God and His truth where your hearing does not match His speaking, but you don't even know it. You just miss out on it altogether. Altogether. So you see, this came at a given time. And at the close of chapter 12, you see Jesus doing two things. You see Him saying no to His nation in this way. He said, you're like a man whose house is full of demons. It's a picture of his heart. And he gets a broom and goes through and sweeps all this filth out of his house and then closes the door with the filth outside. It's a demon that's been there. He just kicks him out and closes the door behind him. That demon has to go outside the house. He goes out searching for a place to live, doesn't find one. Then all of a sudden it comes to the demon, hey, that's still my house. I'm going back to see if I can get in. And he gets seven demons worse than himself to go with him, and the eight of them come back to the house. He finds that the house is clean, but it has not been filled with anything. And so he moves back in with those seven demons, and the state of that house is worse than the first. Now listen carefully. Here's what Jesus is saying. My nation heard John the Baptist, and the masses of the people, not the religious leaders, but the masses of the people said, oh, we need something. God is speaking. And so they picked up the broom of reformation and washed their sins, just swept their sins right out the door. And here they were now, a clean nation, ready to hear what God said if they would only listen. But instead, they thought that was all there was to it, just live a good life. And Jesus came ready to move into the empty national house, and they said no to Him. The doors closed, so the demons swept back in and fill it, and Israel went to the devil. That's exactly what He said. And no sooner had He finished saying that than there came a knock at the door. And so one of His disciples came in and said, Master, your mother and your brothers are standing outside wanting to see you. Now I want you to listen to this. You talk about harsh. Jesus Christ said, I'm sorry, but I don't know a mother and a brother. I don't have any. Who is my mother? Not her. Sorry. Who are my brothers? Not them. I'm sorry. My mother and my brothers are only and exclusively those who do the will of my Father which is in heaven. We are forming an absolutely new family. I am breaking earthly ties under blood ties with my nation. And the symbol of it is I must break those ties with my own earthly family because the die is cast, my lot is on that side. The next thing is the cross. Certainly I have a physical mother. Certainly I have brothers. But they don't count anymore like those others do. You talk about straight and tough and hard. And no sooner had He said that, now listen, than the same day He went out of the house. Now that's a picture of an orderly relationship Jesus wanted with Israel inside the house of Israel, and they rejected it. He went out of the house and sat down by the seaside. And in the Bible, the sea or the ocean is a picture of the nations of the world in their tumult and turmoil. Everywhere you read it, Daniel, Revelation, Matthew 13, the ocean is a picture of the nations of the world in turmoil, the Gentiles. Jesus moved out of the house of Israel and turned Himself directly to the Gentiles and said, now I'm going to open the door. I'm going to let anybody in who will hear. Anybody who will listen, whether he be Jew, Gentile, Samaritan, whether he be Hamitic, Semitic, or Japhethite, I'm going to let anybody in who will listen and hear. And when the time comes that the times of the Gentiles is over, I'm going to then, after these thousands of years, restore the house of Israel by national repentance. And I'm going to bring my family together for the eternal order. Now, we're right at the end of this age today. But listen, everything is wrapped up in one sentence. If you've got ears, be careful how you hear, because everything depends upon that. It was Basil Matthews, one of the great British preachers of a past generation, who was invited to the great Calvary Baptist Church of New York City to preach a series of special Bible conference meetings. The key speaker on the program with him was an Indian chief from a reservation out in the western part of the United States. And just because of their similarity of heart and the fact that they were staying at the same hotel, they struck up a fast friendship. And one afternoon, they had left the early afternoon service and were walking along a big wide sidewalk of a 5-lane on each side, 10-lane New York City street. And they were walking toward the hotel, and they were visiting, they were talking. And Matthew said he was enjoying this man's heart and insights marvelously. And as they walked along, talked to 10 lanes of traffic, 5 one direction, 5 in the other, just overwhelmed them with noise and sound, and they had to speak loudly. And he said the Indian chief was on the street side, and he was on the building side of the sidewalk as they walked along. And suddenly, he said he looked around to speak, and the chief wasn't there beside him walking anymore. He turned around and looked, and he was standing back down the sidewalk a few paces. He'd just moved on, assuming he was still there with him. And the chief had his hand raised like this, and people were just milling around him, just coming and going this way, had his hand raised.